So,
Right, let's put that.
no, I have no idea how to do that. And one of these days, me and Bert are going to sit down and I'm going to invest the time to go. I learned this game from scratch, but
No, why would you want to do that?
because I want,
Suggestion. Just a
because I
suggestion.
want there to be a better.
What
Well,
is your
there's
name?
a
Where did...
sterling example of how I'm going to be rolling tonight.
Okay, how do we
Where?
roll storyteller in this? Oh!
20
Well!
rolls and 4 successes.
Let's do a standard research roll. 3 successes from 11. No explosions.
Yep. So, but everybody has their macro thing nice and.
No, I have no macros.
I haven't set it to a macro simply because with a macro you can't change the die number, can you? So
No,
no, but
I.
you could set it up so that you had macro 10
Yeah,
macros 1 through
there
10.
you
That would
go.
just be stupid.
Well,
What's
There you go. Setting
done?
up a
I
macro
find it easier
for
just to be able to
perception
press
is a good
up.
idea, and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I
Well,
can just
thank
press
you.
up and change the number.
Thank you, Richard, for calling my idea a dumb one. I
No,
hate you too.
I didn't say it was a dumb one. I said you could do it. It's not one I will use, but
Yep, I feel your
your
hatred
ideas
is
are not
telepathic here.
dumb, unless, of course, we're talking about cannibals or anything else.
Yes. Okay.
Or any of your spell suggestions in a certain other game.
They're all fucking awesome.
Let's make people's brains explode. I'm a good guy, yeah.
They are fucking gold, and I am going to become a undead
Archmage of the
Megalomaniac?
universe.
Yes.
You've been
Megalomaniac.
complaining so much that I'm a lich. You are not allowed to claim you want to be one now.
Well,
The
no.
door is closed.
I'm complaining that you're a lich and you serve tea, asshole.
Yeah, what's a problem? Richard, you're another
Split
Englishman.
tea.
There's no problem with a
Dead
dead
bodies are
person.
not hygienic. I would not want a
That's
body to
the
serve
same point
tea.
everyone else has
Oh,
made.
is this part of your finger? Thank you very much. Just what I wanted on my scone I
Bits
am
of him
having with
don't
your
fall off.
It's a
Bits of him
dead
don't fall
body.
off.
Not serving scones, he's just serving tea.
Well, even
You
worse, then I'll have
didn't
an
set up.
eyeball in my tea. One eyeball or
No,
two.
it's no
None,
parts of
thank
him
you. A
fall
drop
off.
of sugar. You
Hot
just look.
water. Hot water across dead flesh.
Right.
He is just a corpse. None of him is fallen. For some reason, he's in this weird state of being decaying, but not being decayed. I don't
No,
understand what it
correction.
means exactly.
You're sun-dried. You're a sun-dried corpse.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, you see, I'm no danger
Unless you
of it
had to
dropping
go
off
to
the
the desert.
desert.
You're
Idiot.
walking
Oh,
raisin?
well, in which case, yes, tea,
Okay.
coffee, hot chocolate, all of them. Serve away, sun-dried corpse. That makes sense.
There we go. There's nothing wrong with a mummy serving tea.
Yeah, it does work. The explosion dice. Okay, so starting
The
Marcus,
hell?
stop doing that.
Oh, sorry, I was testing to make sure all
Everybody's
of them
doing
work.
it. It's not just
Yes.
Marcus.
Everyone, stop it.
Stop doing things.
So
Sorry, it didn't scroll down.
I need
does
Marcus.
anyone want to give a recap? Okay, actually, no. Marcus. Actually, everyone type in their character's name in the chat. That way we can, I can look them up and have a nice, easy place for reference.
Which chat?
Scott, please.
There we go.
So that is that. If y'all go there,
Towers?
if y'all go there,
Oh,
if
yes,
y'all go there.
I
Yeah,
was
no, I just
listening to
thought
the
I'd put
last
that
episode,
description
and I heard you talking about how there's no combat characters. I wanted to let you know my backup character will be a gun maniac.
Well, I mean, you know. It won't matter. You're gonna fall asleep. I mean, I don't
I
see
can
why
create
not.
a. I have a. I can have a backup character. Plus, I'm decent
No,
with
he. This is our survival mechanism here. He falls asleep before the combat starts, thus making sure he can't be killed because he won't be around. My internet will soon be lost due to floods.
Wait, what?
The whole of the Midlands in England is getting heavily
We're
flooded.
getting a month's worth of rain in 2 days, so.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they're basically having a very slow moving hurricane drop a shit ton of water.
Or as we call it in England, summer. Tuesday.
England has two seasons. England has two seasons, and their name are wet and cold. Sometimes they're interchangeable.
Yes. Okay, so.
Get off of my color.
Never.
No, Richard has that color. That is Richard's color.
I've just screwed it. Okay, I know. I was screwed.
Okay, good. I don't want this to be.
Oi, GM, get off gray.
Okay, I can get off gray. GM claims blue because the GM is always blue.
I'm on blue.
The GM.
You put me on blue.
Blue.
You put me.
But I claim sky blue.
That's fine. You claim purple. Purple is fine.
No, I'm purple.
We have the move brigade.
Okay.
Why are we arguing over something that has no...
Okay, Felix Moore. You were sent to a synod in St. Louis for your church. It was yearly church synod, which is...
Did they heal me? Because I was pretty badly wounded.
Okay, if you were badly wounded, then you went to the hospital after the synod. It was
he was having heart attacks.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah! I forgot about that.
AFK, second. I need to.
Then you're going away. Wait, Marcus.
He's gone.
Yes, he has slipped away from.
He's gone.
Fuck! I'm fucking off the computer, which no one can see.
AFK again. I need to go grab my binder if I can find it.
Richard, how do you pronounce that last name?
Mikhailov.
Ah, correct.
Pardon?
There's a car.
Mikhailov.
Mikhailov.
Yes.
The I is silent.
New Americans and your pronunciations.
Mikhailov.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Mikhailov.
So, I was planning on starting with Felix, but he's not here. So, I was planning on starting with Santa, and he's not here. So, going
is
down
the Easter Bunny there?
Going down the list.
The artist is here. He's the other one who vanished.
Yep, no, he's the one who just went AFK.
All right, so... We were going to start, and I lost their names. Fuck. Well, yep, I had their names in this pile, and now they're no longer in this pile.
What are you looking for? Who's the names of what?
Oh, some NPCs that,
have we met them before?
Nope. They are meant to be everyone. It was my list of, here's your contact person in the city. So we're not going to
finally unload this artifact.
Yep.
We're alone now. Wonderful. Yep.
By the way, Nick, in case you hadn't noticed it in the artifacts book, luck is one that you should ban.
Okay. Well, I was going to do it on a case by case. Certain ones are just no.
Luck is one of them.
All right. Well, I am going to skip that scene then, and we're gonna go down to Jacob and.
Okay, I'm back.
Jacob and Grigori. I'm gonna start this scene. Jacob and Grigori, y'all get out at the hospital at the same time. Where are y'all going to go?
I have not had any healing, so.
No, y'all. This is after healing has occurred.
Right. I have not had any healing. I am injured. Nobody did. We never had anything last time.
Yes, you did.
Right. No, I said that y'all went to the Valkyrie Task Force. I'm sorry. The Valkyrie Task Force was paying for everyone's.
All right.
Basically because healing happens automatically.
I heal.
Right. I have no idea what the effect of it was, is the point.
Your health is back up to 4, it's as if you were never.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, what happens is once per day, while in hospital, once per day, your lethal wound gets transformed into a bashing wound.
A Bashing,
and bashing goes away after 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Right. Yes. So what happens is your healing goes away. One lethal, what amounts to two lethals go away in one day. You heal a lethal naturally per day.
Ah, right, okay.
And no, you heal a lethal naturally every other day.
Yes, but while in hospital.
The hospital does what any medical doctor witches does, which means that basically once per day they can turn one lethal into bashing, which means you heal the bashing that day.
So you get three every 2 days rather than...
No.
If you get
one every other day and from natural healing and one every day from a hospital... Oh, okay. Let us slow this down into...
Yes, the way I will handle this is one per day, you get... I'll make it simple. You heal one lethal per day. So how long were you in the hospital?
We're fixed. We're done.
5 days.
Okay. How long were you in the hospital, Jacob?
I don't know. You need to tell me that. I guess 5 days, because you said we'd come out together.
Yes, so. Five...
Trying to work out whether you were more wounded than I.
I was on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was on 5 lethal.
Okay. So you will, in fact, get out. You two will get out at the same time. Sharon, you had 3 aggravated?
4.
Oh, God.
4 aggravated. So you're going to be in the...
2 weeks.
Yep. A lethal... basically, 4 days for your aggravated to get turned into lethals... then need to go through your lethal track. So, I assume that's 10 days.
Yeah.
And Marcus, how long are you going to be in the hospital, Felix?
I think, I can't find my paper that had it, but I think it was like 4 or 5 days max, and that was including the days that the gamers may have spent.
They went right off. So, you are healed 1 day before them. Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, Joshua, what does your character do?
Where did I disappear? At what point in the story?
You disappeared when they went off to they went off to some projects.
Do I know they're in the hospital?
Yes.
All right. Do I know why, or do I just assume they got beaten up by the gangs?
Well, let's have that scene. Who do you go visit, Joshua? Everyone is in the hospital. Everyone. Yeah. Besides Santa. But no one knows where he is.
I will be going to visit the Ashwood, the other Ashwood.
So, Samantha, you get a visit from a very strange looking man.
He doesn't look strange, he looks extremely normal, if rich.
Shut up. Yes. You look strange.
Why?
Because you fall asleep all the time and because you drink too much antifreeze. That's why.
And it's one of your characters, Josh.
Yeah. Wait, no, okay. So
don't all look weird.
He looks preppy if annoying. Go, see.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Looks like you are in quite a state.
Yeah.
Care to tell me what happened?
I can sort of show you. So I show him the cell phone footage.
Ooh.
Well, you're going to have to describe it.
Yes. Well...
Oh, no, I have seen it.
Okay. Yes, and in retreating...
Please describe it.
Okay. Yes, we followed a animated dead secretary down to the basement to meet the leader of the cult. And she's actually a half-human, half-spider. Well, we got into a battle. A few people got webbed. And then started up the stairs, and then we got attacked by some really, really well-shooting henchmen.
you didn't think to, you know, prepare or get backup or plan at all?
Well, we actually were planning on getting into a battle. It just so happened that way.
Right.
And they really did shoot very well. And they didn't seem to take wounds. Because I hit with every single shot. And it didn't really throw them, slow them down, except for the one I shot in the head.
Yeah, that would slow one down a little bit more.
That one actually dropped him. But the rest of them, 3, 4, 5 bullets, straight in the center, body bass, nothing.
Well, in that case, I think perhaps... I assume it got away?
Yeah. That's my understanding, is that it got away under the... down in some sort of corridor or cavern under the floor of the Podrex.
Well, in that case, investigating, that would be the next step, I think.
Yeah.
Where are the others?
They're around the hospital somewhere. They may have left.
For the three who went on, for the three who went on the adventure, last adventure, those three are on the, are pretty much in the rooms next door. Each has their own individual room. This is the nicest hospital in the city. It's white and aseptic. It smells it. The staff is nice, friendly, and helpful, and very discreet. However, Marcus is in his own wherever his particular resources. He works for the Long Night, and they love him. So, Marcus is in his own room in a different wing.
Yeah.
So, this is...
I also have money, so I'm good.
Yeah. Yes. Your people love you. So, alright. What do you do then, Joshua? It is getting probably... it's getting a little late.
I will go, I will go I will go find the rest of the party. I will find the people from... I will find the hobo and his friend. The hobo? Okay. The hobo.
Yes, you can easily do that.
Alright.
They are in separate rooms.
Oh, that's a shame. I will find the hobo then.
Okay. You walk in on the hobo. What is the hobo doing? There's a TV.
I am telling the staff that I want to have a bath. It is water. Water is restorative. I need a bath so that I can have some. Yes.
Okay, they will arrange a bath for you. They leave.
Hello. Well, that is what I was doing. Oh, it is you.
Grigori! Ugh! Yeah. I look away.
It is only a human body.
So I hear you got quite a bit of a beating the other night.
Yes, there were many strange things there. Mm-hmm. Oh, the thing... on my head, it has fallen off now.
Oh, wonderful.
Assuming it has been a few days, it is...
No, this is...
This is immediate. Oh, it has not fallen off. It is still on my head. I do not like it on my head.
Oh.
I am trying to get rid of it with simple water.
Is it working?
I have not had a bath yet. I will tell you later.
Somehow I don't think that's going to work too well.
You know nothing. What are you doing here, then?
I am here to check up on you lot, and mostly to find out how you manage to fail so utterly in something that seems relatively simple?
It was because you were not there, obviously. We had a plan, it involved us having enough people, and then you went away, so it is your fault. That is why.
You made a plan whilst I was there?
Yes, obviously. You just don't remember.
Right. I don't remember it.
Yes.
Looking pointedly at the damage to your head. At the person who rammed his head into a wall.
Yes, yes, I did that. And what else?
Well, probably best idea if I leave you to that, then I say, backing away slowly.
Bring some vodka next time. Traditional gift for person in hospital getting well.
Okay, a big burly black nurse, man, comes up to you and says, sir, visiting hours are over. You're going to have to leave.
Oh, sure. I will say, dropping some grapes on the table with the pointed and writing a small note saying, not vodka.
Hey, note for the audience. He has given this to the Russian hobo he knows nothing about, but not his fellow operative from Ashwood Abbey.
Hey,
internal politics.
We Ashwood Abbey.
You were not there.
We Ashwood Abbey used to Orwich.
No,
I imagine
no,
she would have.
Stop. Stop. Hospital. Black nurse kicking your ass out. What do? You threw some down some grapes.
All right. Sure. I'll leave. I don't have any particular reason to stay here.
All right. So where do you go?
I am going to regroup back at base.
Okay, so you're staying in the same.
I'm going to regroup with myself. Okay. Back at base.
Okay, so you're staying in the same place that you have always been. Okay.
Yes.
Anything you want to do in the 5 days while your friends are in hospital?
I will pay courtesy visits to everyone else during visiting hours, and the scenes will go basically the same as the previous ones.
Yep.
And nothing else in particular.
All right. Moving, fast forwarding to 5 days in the future.
Whoa.
Whee. Is there anything y'all want to do while in hospital? Real quick.
Make arrangements, or try to start making arrangements to drop off those artifacts again.
People come by your hotel room, they pick up artifacts. Your artifact,
right.
Your book, they pick it up. Your book.
I left specific instructions.
Send those to me again, because I forgot.
Okay, I told you how I had prepared the book. It was wrapped, actually, in cloth.
Yep.
Tightly wrapped and hidden underneath the bed, and I wrote down all my notes and dossier, including the various things I discovered.
Okay. Your book appears beneath your pillow the next day. So.
Okay.
I would like to actually get in contact and ask what the hell's happened with the group while I've been in the hospital.
Who do you want to get in touch with?
I'll get in touch with people who have cell phones, so I'll start with what's Jonathan's character's name?
Edward.
Jacob.
Wait, Gil?
Jacob. Jacob. I
okay.
Get in
yes,
contact
you,
with Jacob.
You insist on referring to me by my full name, which I detest there, and I've told you about it before.
Okay, so Felix, Jacob, you're in touch. Go. Y'all are walking together while recovering from your multiple one heart attacks, two bullet
yes,
wounds.
Yes, excuse me. Take out my phone, apparently. He's calling me.
Yep.
What's been happening while I've been in the hospital?
Oh, you've been in the hospital? So have we. We were shot at. And quite thoroughly as well.
Ooh, sounds like fun. Maybe you should give me details in person. Which hospital are you at? Oh, you're at my hospital? Let's meet.
Convenient.
Providence
okay.
Hospital, Wichita.
Yeah.
You're on the same floor.
Okay. I'll meet you at the lobby.
We meet. Give me details, because I wasn't able to listen to all of last episode.
Yes. Well, I don't think the latest episode's been out yet.
But yes, it has.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yes, someone's put it up. His name is Jameis.
So, we meet in the lobby. We can start discussing, hopefully in a hushed tone, so as not to alert the populace as to horrible spider monsters.
Just tell me what happened.
Do you want to start the actual recap now, then?
Yes.
Let's wait till Bert gets there. Recap happens. There will be questions that you will be able to ask a little bit later, but I don't know if Bert has listened to the episode, so I would like him to have... I think he has, but I don't want him to waste more time than we need to on recaps. Recap happens. I will give you the short run version. Horrible Spider Queen wrecked their shit along with minions. Awesome.
So, did they kill it?
No. We just walked into its lair. Jacob will go into length at how unprepared and how dumb the decision was, and how it was certain people's fault, and also how they should never do this again or trust these people's opinions on monster hunting. And also how scary it was.
Okay, moving on.
So, okay. People are being released.
You should read Skype.
Yes, I'm dealing with
it. All right.
Three people are being released today. What plans do y'all make? Where do you want to go? And how do you want to get there?
Well, what are we going to be doing? Are we going to be dealing with the spider things? Actually, I should say, while I was in hospital for a few days, I think there are two different spider things. The ones which got the stuff in my hair, and the other big one, which was doing the thing at the temple-y church thing.
Oh joy, multiple horrible monstrosities with eight legs.
Yes.
Well, what do you think we should do? At the moment, I think we should wait until everyone's out. But we should find ourselves a new base. A new set of hotel rooms.
I do not know how you are all affording these expensive places. But I can find us all places to sleep with the hobos down near the crypts area.
I think if anything, your experience taught us that being out and exposed during the night is not a good idea.
I was out and exposed alone. I was suggesting with other people. But if you insist.
I like having four walls around me.
Oh, we can find an abandoned warehouse. No? Not what you were wanting? Oh, okay.
Actually, we may want to add it to the list and just run these suggestions by with the others.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
doesn't anyone have... Only someone had a base nearby. If only.
We will have to think about trying to find somewhere to buy them here.
We're going to be stuck here for some time.
Apparently.
Aside from that, we seem to have a glut of horrible things that pose our goals.
I'm going to just say this right now. I almost have the temptation to say, hey, guys, let's just go somewhere else. Maybe they'll hire us just for somewhere else just to mess with logos, but I'm not that mean.
No, you can do that. I have
really?
Plot. Yeah, I have plot. I have stuff that will happen. I have stuff that will happen other places. If you want to go somewhere else, feel free. I have plots will be available in the northeast, the southeast, Texas, and you know where we the want to Northwest, go? And France. In large and small towns. I have a total of 15 adventures. Only five of which y'all have run across.
We've run across five adventures.
Yes.
And we've completely ignored all of them.
You have ignored, pretty much. Things have been followed up on, but...
At the moment, we have two werewolf packs. One this town, and one in Wichita, and one back in... what was the name of the other place?
Huntington.
Huntington, okay. One in Wichita, one in Huntington. We have the horrible spider things, and Grigori is suggesting that there are two groups of them, so perhaps we want to start following that up as well. We still have Hunter's Arrow to investigate at some time. Again,
and
we have
a glut. We also have the carnival.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, no, they're here.
I don't even have my notes and I remember that one, because I really have no idea what happened.
The boss of the carnival is dead.
The carnival is... Y'all do know this from your previous investigations. The carnival is currently happening in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, and there's still the woman, the wife, or whatever the heck she was to the previous guy in charge, who may or may not be a vampire as well.
Yes. Do you think that is our highest priority at the moment?
No, but it's something we should consider.
I would like to actually get in contact with members of our order and have a discussion about several things. But until the others are out, I think, again, our priority is finding a new base of operations, which is slightly more secure this time.
Richard may have died. He disappeared from...
I am here. I just accidentally pressed X.
Okay.
Let's check. Put the red on the Eye of Cthulhu, the Eye of the Elder sign.
Does that matter?
I know. What do people think blood coming out of the Eye of the Eye of the Elder sign?
Does it matter for the game we are playing?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Okay, so yes, no, I've put forward my suggestions.
Okay, let's wait for the rest of the party to wake up then. And get,
you do
let's
not
just...
wish to find a different place while... Well, it doesn't matter. I thought everybody was checking out that.
I think a different
time,
place would always be good, considering how you seem to have handled the current situation here so far.
Okay, well, you two find a different place. I'm going to get in contact with some friends to get some silver bullets, since apparently we have multiple werewolf problems, to get that start being delivered.
Okay, so just give me a idea of wealth and neighborhood where you want to have your new hotel rooms.
Good, very good.
Well, Gil, Edward, I'm sorry, not Grigori and Jacob. Do you all want to have
metal glass?
Oh.
Oh, I do not have any money. I will not be paying for these places, I do not think so.
We can split our room.
Yes.
I still have no
money. I have funds. I do not mind paying the expense.
Can I contact Mr. Worthington and tell him if he moves to a different location to move my stuff somewhere nice?
Yep. That could be easily done.
Yeah.
Sure.
Are we not all out of hospital?
No.
Sharon's
this
character.
Is just an... Okay, my mistake.
Sharon's character still has...
a while to go. Okay, that is fine.
Yes. Four lethal.
So 2 days.
4 days.
One late day.
Although she's in hospital, so it's 2 a day.
It's 1 a day.
It's 1 a day.
Okay, fair enough. Alright, right. Right, yeah. Somewhere just secure. I don't think money is going to buy security unless you want to start renting armored vans.
Well, security is relative. If you do not go to big hotel where you put down credit card so they track your name that way, instead go to cash flop house, then that is degree of security. I know that the people with the money and the things, they not want to do this, but it is just idea. If they pay cash and say, look, I big person, you know, put yes, name yes. on thing, it might work as just as well.
Yeah. A cheaper place, and also if there's people there, then some things may be discouraged from making an attempt. Whereas just some sort of abandoned building out there in the project or whatever would be a little bit of an easier target. So there wouldn't be people to worry about.
Are you guys discussing this with anybody else?
Those of us who are out of hospital.
Well, no, this is before you leave. Y'all are making arrangements for your new locale.
Oh, okay. So Sharon can be with us, or Samantha.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, as can Edward and Felix.
Well, I just want to remind you that the Parker projects are all Latino and run by Latin Kings, which seems to be one of our werewolf problems, most likely. And the Taylor projects are all Black and run by that cult. So I don't think the two projects that we have any familiarity with are options.
It is good to be reminded of this, yes.
Throwing in my 2 cents there.
No, it is good. So, do you have another suggestion of where we go then? I mean, just move to another hotel, or where you think is a safe place?
A decent hotel. Not necessarily a top tier, but not necessarily a flop house either. If you move to a flop house, someone has to stay in there in the rooms at all time, or our stuff will disappear.
Yes. I have knives. Mid-range, nobody touch my stuff.
Yes, you can't be there all the time.
That's true.
A mid-range motel kind of thing, then.
Yeah, like a Holiday Inn.
A Best Western!
Something like that, yes.
All right, then.
Okay.
Well, we aren't on the West.
So what type of area do you want to be in this Best Western? Downtown? Suburbs? Destroyed downtown. And destroyed downtown is just pretty much what happens with urban decay and whatnot.
Cheaper end of the business district.
Okay.
I was going to suggest perhaps one of those ones along the roadside, a major roadway instead. Okay, that works.
Alright, so cheaper end. Downtown. Everyone going to that Best Western? Okay. So, three of you who are getting out in the hospital, how are y'all getting to there?
We have the car.
Right, well, y'all had rentals, so the rentals got put away. Y'all can arrange for another set of rentals.
Yeah, hopefully my car was taken in for the insurance, right? The one that was damaged?
Yes, okay. Yes it was. So, okay, so...
Again, I point out that people driving licenses, credit cards, etc., if they're tracking us, then... They can see through rental car.
You have to have a credit card for a rental car.
This is what I say. I'd not say a bad idea.
It doesn't
I just
have to be
out.
Your credit card.
Well, I don't suppose actually we could buy a junk car. As it someone tries just trying to unload their unworthy vehicle. The kind that
title,
just needs a
title transfer.
It depends. Have we made enemy who is big on checking credit? Or
can I make a suggestion? We just go to a bank and buy a couple gift cards. The hotel doesn't pay if we care if we pay with a gift card as long as it gets paid.
This gift card thing you're talking about.
It's a like a Visa or a MasterCard with a fixed amount on it, but no name. Doesn't have to have one. The card's prepaid. They charge everything to that card. When the card's empty, you toss it.
All right.
It can't be traced, really. They can tell you the bank. Then they would have to check the film footage to see who bought it at the bank, unless you register it.
All right.
Or you use a credit. That's only if you use cash. If you use a credit card to pay with it, then they can check.
Right. You buy the card with cash.
Well, that seems a way of doing things.
Still need a credit card to lease a vehicle.
Right.
To rent one.
Lease. Right.
And I'm the suburbs there. And there's something that you can find in English towns sometimes, especially student ones, is that there will be people trying to get rid of their cars, which they can either no longer afford or they have swapped out for a better model, but have the old crappy car, and what they'll do is they'll simply stick a very cheap price out and say to just take away, just take the car, basically. So it's like $1,000 at most. And normally the car will be an absolute clunker, but...
Yes, you can get a junker car. That can be done. How are you going to get to where the junker's cars are?
Taxi.
That can be done. So, Josh Way has his car, of course.
Preferably a non-werewolf vampire taxi driver.
Sadly, you have Kane. He is going to drive you to Santa Monica, where you are going to have your hotel room. You're going to meet Mercurio, and he has lost some... Never
mind. You're going to have a very long conversation with a TV news reporter, well, a TV news host.
I have
while
no
he's
idea
still in television.
Yeah. So, Vampire... The Masquerade, Bloodlines, probably one of the best RPGs ever. Anyways, so, or you could just have Joshua pick you up.
No, he has a car.
He's rather showy.
Edward can show up in his limo.
Edward will be picking me up from the hospital.
Yeah, but you're not getting out for 4 days.
Yes, I know.
So,
shall we bite the bullet yet, Edward, to pick us up? We move our stuff, then we go get our own transportation.
Sure.
Expedient matters.
Okay. As you are going out of the hospital, everyone in the hospital hears, "We have a code yellow. Ambulance coming in as a code yellow." People who are, has anyone had any cause to work in a hospital?
They're bringing in custard. Clearly.
In real life, yes.
Okay, not in real life. This is a code I'm making up. For the game.
No.
Nope, then.
Okay. Code yellow. Everyone can give me, the three of you in the hospital can give me your perception rolls.
Three? Who's in the hospital?
There was Marcus,
Oh, I thought we had already left.
No, Felix. No, that was your planning to leave.
Oh, sadly. Okay.
Felix, Jacob, and Grigori are all walking out of the hospital at the same time.
I thought we were walking out with the other guy as well because he was the limo who was going to drive us everywhere.
He's going to turn up to grab.
Yeah, he's going to turn up to grab y'all.
Oh, okay.
Right. Wits plus.
Wait,
that's
what role are we making?
That's 1d10 plus wits and composure?
Okay. No, it is number of d10. It's a number of d10 equal to your wits plus your composure. Not 1d10 plus.
Two! A mighty two! And a birth!
Okay.
One.
Okay! A success three. Is all you need. Okay. You guys notice that there are a lot of security officers who are moving up to the emergency incoming area. A lot of them.
Hello.
Hello.
My computer took that moment to decide to succumb to the mass amount of cat fur that accumulated in it. I had to swap out a video card. Luckily, I have backups.
Huzzahs! Currently, they're dealing with the code yellow while in a hospital. So
cool.
So, what do you guys want to do? You have just exited the elevator. The exit is about 100 feet that away.
I will go 100 feet that away because this is not my job.
Okay. That is when you start to hear the screams of, "Oh my God, what the is that?" and various things like that. You get to the door does not open.
Turning around, what is behind us? What are they bringing in?
They are bringing in two gentlemen. One gentleman is missing his face. The other gentleman, and by face, I mean the skin area around it, like someone has cut off his nose, his eyelids, his forebrow, all that stuff. And that is currently gone. And there is someone who has just knocked out two guards and is proceeding to pummel the third.
Run back to the elevator, hit the up button, because I don't imagine I'd have weapons in a hospital.
No, you would not.
I do. Thanks to Valkyrie. All those who were here under Valkyrie treatment still have their guns.
Do you want to search? Well, what do you do?
I run towards the elevator door, hopefully still open.
I reach for my baton and back off a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to basically press myself against this exit. All
right. Amazing. And Grigori.
Yes, I am. This is not us. No.
Okay.
Move to the side.
Okay. The man, he is a white Caucasian, mid-20s, a little sallow of skin, proceeds to launch his teeth into the guard's throat and rip it out. However, this has given the other guards enough time to pummel the living shit out of him, and they are pummeling him on the floor.
Is he down?
He is down. And there he goes back up. And there he goes down. It's like that for a good little bit. What are y'all doing while this happens? One of y'all is...
I think that this might actually be our area of expertise.
Come, elevator, come faster.
You notice that the elevator, the lights are on, but they're not moving.
Ah, then I'll go to the stairs.
Okay.
Sorry, the long night is one in the morning.
I have no weapons. I am in a hospital.
Yes.
Yes. So,
It's illegal to have weapons in a hostel, if I remember right.
That depends on the state. It's a state thing. Hospitals and schools are under the state control. So,
In this state?
Yes, you are not in California, the land of government control.
No, I meant the state as in the one we're currently in game.
Yes, the state that you're currently in game, you don't know. Shit, that's not something you looked up. So, what do you guys do? Grigori, do you just watch the guards pummel the guy down?
Yes, at the moment.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, 15. After a little bit, the guy just stays down. And he does not get back up. The guards cuff him, and the police arrive. They put him on a gurney. He is cuffed to the gurney. He looks like hell, warmed over. The bruising is already starting to show, and it is everywhere, as they had to beat him into unconsciousness before he stopped moving and hurting people. One of the guards has been transported off to emergency care, and the other two have been wheeled off, and the man who didn't have the face is currently being wheeled off to emergency care. Do you all just want to wait till the code yellow lifts and y'all can leave?
Yes.
Once the scene is cleared, I would actually like to try and get a closer look at things, see if there's any evidence to find.
Okay, so I have one person who wants to do further research, and the other two who just want to leave.
No, I would not mind follow God.
Okay.
The one who was bitten. See if...
Okay. I mean,
we all know biting things sometimes brings other things back, so I'd check on him.
No, his vital signs seem to be stabilized. There was a doctor on scene, which managed to staunch the blood flow, and they are currently pumping in blood into him. His situation looks critical, but he probably has a 75% chance of pulling it through. His vital signs don't seem to be dropping abnormally fast. His blood pressure, while high, is within the realm of human possibility. He doesn't seem to be showing any signs of zombieism.
Okay.
Nor does he seem to be showing any signs of werewolfism. Okay, so that's what you do. Felix, you're just hoping that the code yellow goes away. And Jacob?
I was having a look around where this incident all started.
Okay. Apparently, you can see in the into the ambulance, there is one dead body who is in there. The police are trying to coordinate off the best that they can, but it's clear that this is a crime scene. That person also had their throat ripped out and their arm ripped out of its socket and ripped off. You can give me an investigation plus intelligence roll.
Okay. Investigation is a 2. Int is a 1. Three successes.
Okay. You can see that the flesh has been distinctly gnawed on. Whatever happened in the ambulance room, and this guy looks like he was eating.
How?
Hmm?
All right.
And also, given you see that he ripped a guy's arm off, you can posit that he was supernaturally strong and supernaturally resilient to some extent.
If there's no sign of... Did it look like this man burst his way into the ambulance or was carried into the ambulance?
No, it looks like the guy... you know that sometimes they take friends and family?
Yes.
He was probably one of those because he doesn't look like he forced his way in.
Okay. And oh, was it? They were beating up. They're beating him down pretty hard. Was he bleeding at all?
Using your three, a little bit, but okay. Not so much. Not as much as you would have expected.
I'll still try to surreptitiously dab a little bit of that up with a handkerchief.
Oh yeah, you can do it in the pan, in the maelstrom of what is going on, the frantic activity that is happening around you.
And then I'll back off and make use of those handy dandy cell phones we all have.
Okay.
I'll call the man of the long night who has bravely ran away.
So, Felix, what is your ringtone?
A basic ringtone. Most likely, it's on vibrate. I am in a hospital. I answer it. Hello?
Hi, it's Jacob. The incident is over.
Okay.
Some interesting findings.
Okay, I'll head back down. I don't have any weapons, as I don't know what the laws are in this state.
Okay. Do you want me to lend you my baton?
No, I should be able to get my stuff after here. I just need to call in with the long night.
All right. Once you get down here, I'll fill you in. And, go in.
Okay.
Have you seen Grigori?
No. I didn't see him come to the stairs, and the elevators aren't working.
I think he left to follow the man who was bitten, and
he's still within sight because they would not have let him pass the surgical area. Ah. So
okay, scratch that. Didn't need to go through it.
Okay, on my way back down. Mm-hmm. Good exercise, these stairs. Makes me feel fit and healthy after laying in the bed for 5 days.
Oh,
sure.
Okay, that's the line you want to go with. So, the doors open, and there is Santa driving the limo, and Edward. They are parked at a rakish angle.
Right. Not quite the greeting I was expecting.
Oh, Santa's driving? Why is he driving?
Thanks, okay, please. You can have a separate driver if you want.
Santa's driving. He's driving with a scotch in his left hand.
Yeah, I thought I put Santa in the back with the minibar.
Okay, y'all could have it.
I'm driving. I'm not trusting someone else to drive.
What is wrong with Tesla?
Okay, so there is a driver who is not Edward nor Santa.
No, I said I'm driving.
No. You're not going to drive your own limo. You're not going to have a limo if you're going to drive it.
Why not?
Because that defeats the purpose of having a freaking limo.
He's got let him. He's rich enough that he doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's also a perfect cover. Everyone's going to think he's just the chauffeur. The eccentric, dandy chauffeur.
If you're rich, you have to have a limo. But if you're in something like this, you can't afford to bring drivers in.
Yes, you can.
They die too often.
You can have a Ashwood Abbey driver.
Oh, if I can have a driver from Ashwood, then fine.
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
We upturn.
So a nondescript black gentleman opens the door. So
why is it black?
Why? Because I wanted to add some color to this game.
Everyone. Yeah, no, nearly everyone we meet turns out to be black.
The Hispanic.
We rent those Latin kings.
Yeah, the,
okay. That
Santa is Hispanic.
Santa is Hispanic.
Yes, I wanted to introduce a black man who was not a drug dealer nor in the projects.
Okay, as long as that makes sense.
Hey, you had the nurse.
Yes. I would.
Or is he dealing drugs on the side? Okay, anyway.
So, limo scene. Y'all are whisked away, driving in your limo to a Best Western.
Yes, I greet everybody.
You're going to get a cheapo car.
I greet everybody with a scotch in my left hand with a, hello, bitches!
I'm not a...
Santa seems a little blurry of eye. And His hand's not too steady.
In case it wasn't immediately apparent, that man might not still have been a man. I fill in my very basic findings.
I followed the guard. He did not appear to be changing, so it's not contagious, or at least it didn't look contagious.
Yeah, hopefully, hopefully not. I don't suppose someone from Valkyrie could get his regular checkups on the guard, or reports sent to us. I look at Santa, hoping that Santa is for a moment sober enough to register that someone is talking about him.
Look, man, I just got off a red-eye flight, told to show up here to bail somebody's asses out. I've got like an hour of sleep in the last 2 days. What the hell do you want?
Fair enough. Can you help us get reports on this person who's just been hospitalized without us sneaking in there regularly?
What do you got? Name, social?
Good. The guard who was taken in at this very day, who just got dragged in with a bite wound from a crazy man in an ambulance. That's about it. We didn't stop getting names.
But if you're asking me to get medical records, that's something entirely different.
No, just making sure he doesn't turn or show abnormal symptoms developing. People may be somewhat upset that we've downscaled our hideout.
Wait. So I don't get what's going on. You need information on the guy that was admitted today. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
You know who the guy is. You got a name? You got something?
He was not admitted. He was a guard at the hospital who was attacked.
It was a guard that was attacked. So
is that what you want? Yes.
Where did they bring him?
At the hospital.
To emergency care.
In the hospital we were in.
His throat was torn out.
Yes.
Then he got admitted to the hospital.
Yes.
Right, so why are we going away from the hospital? Let's go back.
I'm not driving.
No. Driver! Thump, thump, thump on the window. Turn around!
What is wrong with
people? He does not turn around.
What is wrong with people from Tesla's Valkyrie? What is wrong with Tesla's
Magnum and I put it on the windshield. Thunk, thunk, thunk. Turn around!
No, Santa, it's fine. It's not something we need done immediately. And you look like you could use the shut eye.
Yeah, probably so. Santa looks like he's been doing more than just booze.
God, what is wrong with Tesla's Valkyrie? Oh, God.
As soon as they get out in the world, they're completely free and they go insane.
I'm going to institute what was known as the Logan Rule. The Logan Rule is if you say it, your character says it. So...
I'm fine. With Jacob saying that repeatedly under his breath.
So it will be if you say it, your character says. There we go. New rule.
Done.
Okay, so conversation continue.
Hey Santa, don't be an asshole to people, and they might do what you ask them to.
I was very polite the first time I pounded on your window.
Pounding on your window is not polite.
I see. I'm just gonna...
I have seen so many films where rich asshole pound on window of servant. I thought it was true. I thought that's how it would work in America. Did not?
Santa has fallen asleep in
yes,
the seat.
Yes, I heard.
And we continue to talk bad mouth about him. I'm sorry. I'm seriously concerned about the use of Tesla's Valkyrie at this point. I thought this was the creme de la creme of American paramilitary.
They are the people in the American paramilitary who were able to survive doing this stuff with their sanity, I say with air quotes, intact.
Exactly.
Now I look over at him.
that's exactly the point. Us tough son of a bitches that lived aren't too sane.
Right. Well, anyway, we'll go to the hotel, and I pass on to Edward the name of our hotel. So a new one, not the fancy one.
All right, not the fancy one.
No.
Okay. So, now, how are y'all splitting the rooms, and what floors? You know,
exactly. Well, I say this time we get one room. We split it so that we have at least two rooms in total, but we have as many people in one room at a time as possible so that if we're attacked, we have plenty of people to defend ourselves, but we have a second room to retreat to if necessary.
So small grouping, so Grenade take all of us out. Yes, I like this plan.
Hey, I'm trying to get one through that window. Two or three rooms, perhaps, because I doubt that. I keep on forgetting people's names. Sharon's character.
Samantha. That is Samantha, not Sharon.
Yes, I know. That's the thing. I doubt that Samantha would be pleased with the idea of sharing a room with all of us. So, two or three rooms, and yes, more people in a room, the better, really, for safety. One of us gets
tagged. In that case, I suggest we get all our rooms next to each other.
Or at least within easy sprinting of each other.
Mm.
Okay, interior, exterior rooms.
I say we get one exterior room in case we need to make a quick getaway.
Well, if you get an interior, you're not going to be next to an exterior. You're going to be across the way, you can be, but... It's not going to be.
Yes. Yeah. No. That sounds good actually, because then we can actually have a exit we can secure.
First floor or
yes, I
recommend you guys should get adjoining rooms that have the doors in between if you can.
Yeah. Well, that would either you would either have to have a pair of interior or a pair of exterior. So, but they want one interior, one exterior, which is fine.
And unless of course we're getting two or three rooms here.
I thought we were getting three. That way we get two interior that are next to each other, have the connecting door, then one exterior as the emergency exit, even though we'll have to cross a little bit of hallway. We can use covering fire to allow anyone to exit. And because we have very few, maybe one or two people in the exterior room, they can serve as kind of lookouts and also as a last resort to try and protect us to get the hell out.
Yeah.
That is easily acceptable. Okay. So, and... Who is sleeping where? Either interior or exterior?
I will get on, again, the amazing power of our cellular phones and call up Samantha and ask her which room she would like.
I'm surprised she has a phone, considering most hospitals...
She has a phone,
The courtesy
she has
of
a
the
phone
patients.
Because we got away with guns, batons, and all sorts of other fun things.
Oh, okay.
You can have your phone.
Yeah,
so unless you're in a critical care room, cell phones are fine in most hospitals.
Yeah, okay. Or you're going into an MRI room or etc.
Definitely not the same in English hospitals. All phones off and out.
I'm guessing we pretty much kept all our equipment mostly because Valkyrie sort of sped us through this.
No. Normal. I've had a cell phone in a hospital before.
But the reason why we got away with guns and the like.
Yeah.
We had everything we went in with was still
moving on.
Yep.
Samantha.
About how long does it take to get to the hotel?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. All right. Well, I'm still not awake then.
We'll carry you to your room.
Yeah. When I become conscious, I will explain to people.
Samantha's choice.
I'm going to say an interior room.
Do you want to bunk up with anyone?
I don't care, really.
All right.
So, what person down?
I will... worked with Grigori long as I will grab a room for Grigori.
Yes, I have you to sleep on whatever floor. Yeah.
I'll take the extra room with anyone who's there also.
Okay, so I will speak Grigori and the other task force.
Jacob,
I'm sorry. Grigori and Jacob in the exterior, everybody else in the interior rooms. And we'll handle who's sleeping with who on the boards. All right.
But don't.
Yep.
Well done.
Okay, so y'all get to your rooms. Your gear, Joshua. Damn it, Edward has handled your gear arriving. Everyone has their appropriate gear in their room.
What I would like to do is I would also like to get hold of 2 plastic drinks bottles.
That could be done.
Small ones. Empty them out or drink the drink, whatever. At some point, I'd like to refill them with petrol.
That can be done.
Done. Excellent.
Okay.
Easy, discreet.
What?
So we are not caught in the same situation we were last time.
Which was what?
When we tried to burn things, they wouldn't catch fire.
Okay, yes. All right.
Y'all get your junkers, your gift cards, etc. All that happens.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah. It is now 3 p.m. Right. Santa.
By the time I become conscious, who's in the room with me?
I'll be.
Okay.
Probably all right, me. Anyone else? Okay. Are you the driver, or were you the one with the limo? Sorry, I'm.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, I will explain when I become sober. Like, oh, man, my head's splitting. Anybody got some aspirin? I kind of remember what happened. Somebody picked me up in a limo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. If I get off an airplane, don't ever offer me alcohol. I got this thing about flying. I can't stand it. I medicate myself. Mixes poorly. I'm sorry if anything happened. I didn't shoot anybody, did I? Because the last time I did this, oh man!
No, you didn't shoot anyone. You just punched some windows a bit.
So what am I doing here? What's going on, guys? I was kind of sent down. You didn't give me a lot of intel on this one.
Everybody enters the room for the sake of royally, flat convenience.
Yes,
they were royally.
We heard the yelling of Santa.
Yes. By the speed of plot, everybody's there. 3 p.m.
Well, they were royally buggered. And got wrong.
That's about sums it up, actually.
It was an awful experience. Can you be a bit more descriptive than that? There's been a lot of buggering situations lately.
Can I drag...
Everyone is in the room.
Samantha's cell phone over to show the video.
Are you guys just picking up from where you played last time?
Yes.
Just out of character. Then you can just say blah. I listened, so you guys can just say blah.
I didn't.
If you're not taking my cell phone, I already uploaded everything to Ashwood's server.
Oh, cool.
I wouldn't let you take my cell phone. I need that.
Okay, so someone explain to Marcus what happened.
There were spider things. We went to investigate a person whose brain had been removed somehow. It didn't look like the top of the head had been chopped off or anything. It just wasn't there anymore. We found out there were quite a few of these kind of corpses. We investigated. It led back to a projects area, run-down sort of thing. There was a temple or cathedral sort of. It had been kind of dressed up to look like. Yeah. Still just
it,
a,
it was
a crappy
a
building.
Cult of the spider, basically.
Yeah.
It was a cult trying to sell peace and harmony to desperate people, so they bought it.
Did you kill the spider thingy?
No, we didn't get the main spider woman. The things with no brains, that was basically, I implant an egg or something in you somehow and it goes up and takes over your brain and then controls the human.
As a puppet.
Yep. So they were dead and decaying and smelt slightly of that, but were still otherwise functioning just like a human. And the big evil was a woman who, well, was a half-spider, half-woman thing.
The size of a car.
Yes. And we sort of attacked her and then ran away. Kind of. That's a very brief rundown.
We came into an attack from her, we shot at her, her minions came down, they shot at us, we almost all died.
I remember something about guard in a hospital and he needed to know something about him.
Yeah, while we were about to leave, there's something unrelated. A ambulance arrived saying a code yellow, if that means anything to anybody. But anyway, whoever it was riding the ambulance had gone mad, burst out with animalistic fury inside, attacking guards and bit them, and had superhuman strength enough to tear a man's arm out. And he bit out the throats of one of the guards, and he just wanted to get some reports and get some follow-up on the guy, make sure he doesn't start turning or something. So many nasty things spread themselves through bites.
All right, so you want to find out this information to find what?
We just want some follow-up reports, what's happening at the hospital, make sure he's not showing any unusual symptoms.
He wants to keep tabs on the guy to make sure he doesn't turn into something we'll need to kill later.
Hmm. And if he does have these symptoms, what do you suggest?
We help the only way we know how.
Fire always works well. Well, almost
all right.
Always.
What are the symptoms? Let me know what I need to ask.
I give a description of what the other guy was capable of. So superhuman strength, the bestial attitude, inhuman toughness, didn't bleed much.
Things that would show up on a medical exam specifically.
We do not know. Thing turned up, got bashed in the head at hospital. That's all we see. That's all we know.
All right.
It happened like 5 minutes before you turn up in drunken haze.
Okay. I get on the phone. I call the hospital. They've always got a 24-hour person on the phone.
It rings. And rings.
That's a bad sign. Hospitals always answer. Okay, I lay down the phone very quietly after letting it ring 7 times. I think that's your answer. Receptionist is not picking up. I think likely your guy has gone rogue.
So we already have our next project ahead of us.
This thing is infectious?
We need to call Samantha immediately. She can give us information.
She was there, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
She's still there for another 4 days. I get on the phone unless anyone else makes moves to start calling, so I'll call Samantha.
Okay. Where's your ringtone, Samantha? Everyone put thoughts into this. I will ask you sooner or later.
It's antique phone.
So two of you have antique phones. Yeah. All right.
And I look. What does the caller ID say it is?
I don't know. What is his caller ID on your phone?
Do you have Jacob's number saved?
No.
A couple of times.
Well, probably.
Yeah. I was just wondering what nickname you had for him.
Probably just his name.
Okay, the Jacob's name pops up.
Okay. Answer it.
Samantha, hello? We have tried to do a little follow-up.
Code yellow in OR room 3. Code yellow.
Again?
Something is happening at the Something is happening at the hospital.
It is a continuation of what I texted you earlier. It is still going off.
Yeah. It's just, okay, what's going on? Just getting, hearing an announcement of code yellow.
There was some sort of attack in the lobby area. A man just burst in, feral, bit a guard. We're worried that he may actually have infected the guard and there could be some trouble. We're thinking of heading back over there. We want to make sure you're safe, or if you can give us any more information about what's going on.
I have no information.
All right.
Yeah, somebody come over here.
OR room 3. Code yellow in OR room 3.
That is repeated endlessly.
Okay. Okay, I tell him, hang on for a second. I pick up the phone and try to call the nursing station.
There is no answer.
Okay, I go over to the door of my room and check if it has a lock.
Yes, it does. And it was the guy who had come back earlier had locked your room.
Had locked the door to my room is locked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. I go back on the phone. There's no answer at the nurse's station.
I'll put this on the speaker for the rest of the group.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on, and right now I'm locked in my room.
Do you want us to try and get you out?
That would be nice.
Nick, since Santa's been emergency response and stuff, would I know what code yellow is? Would
yes, it be reasonable to. I had been texting it to the room, but anyways, okay, code yellows are told out
bomb threat. Usually.
Yeah. In this case, this is, in my world, I'm using this as a total shutdown of the hospital. Basically, they are retreating into the internal rooms, locking the doors if there is a internal emergency, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm using a combination of internal emergency and combative person. So,
that's actually for the Google search I actually did, that link I just did.
Yeah.
That's two of things of code yellow, according to this.
Sweet.
Code yellow is shit's hit the fan, basically.
Yep. Yeah. That's
combative person, internal emergency, bomb threat, and a few other things.
Yes. So basically, they are retreating to internal rooms where they can lock the door and the person. Whoever is the person hopefully cannot get in those rooms, and the security teams are responding. So therefore, reception and nurses are retreating, have retreated to interior panic rooms, basically.
And screw the patients. All right.
Well, the patients get locked into their rooms.
Yeah.
Yes, screw the patients. Lunch in the can.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have your weapons? Do you have your equipment?
Let's see. I would have my gun.
Anything you came into the hospital with, you have.
Okay, so I do have my gun. So
get your room number again.
What is my room number?
316.
Right, people, I guess we're going in to save one of our own. I look round the circle of faces.
Yes, okay. I still lose somebody else.
Well, that's wrong reply.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I mean, while you're saying that, Santa's been gearing up, so...
Yeah, I made sure to get my stuff and loaded, and I'll bring a couple of the other of the special clips I've gotten. I'll bring the three special clips just in case I actually need to use them.
Oh, yeah, with the experience from last time, I upped my... can I get special ammunition? I upped my... okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And does my room have a window?
Yes.
And what does the window...
It looks out on a rather picturesque scene. You can see a man-made lake with a set of pine trees for blocking your view into the city. It looks like this hospital is on a little bit of a campus and has several other internal buildings. You have a very nice view of the entrance, and you see about a half a dozen police cars currently showing up now, and the officers charging in.
Okay. All right. There's about half a dozen police cars out front, and a bunch of cops coming, charging in. Anyone look like a special response unit or SWAT?
Not in the 5 minutes that the code yellow has been announced.
Okay.
You would know that SWAT generally needs at least 30 minutes to get on scene.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they get there faster for critical infrastructure, but...
Right, but they still need time.
Does the window open?
No.
Damn. Okay.
Looking to Santa, can you get us past police if they start asking questions?
Maybe. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can get myself passed. I don't know if I can get the rest of you passed.
Yeah. You have some Homeland Security IDs for yourself, but as far as the others...
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, we might be able to bluff past them as long as one of us has the right ID, but we'll have to see.
I've got a press pass, if that helps.
So that's probably going to hurt.
And just something, Santa, you will know that you would expect SWAT to respond before y'all to
got there.
Yeah, got there. So.
If nothing else, we can try. We can see if things go really bad by the time we get there and hope. So, shall we load up?
Yeah, we need to at least get feet on the ground and see what it looks like out there.
Yes. Okay. Who's driving the limo?
In the time the conversation has happened, Sharon, you will hear several gunshots. And after probably about 8 or 9 in rapid succession.
Okay, how close?
Maybe you are an expert firearm, so I'll say probably 2 stories down and a little ways off, but definitely not firecrackers.
Okay. Sounds like the cops are shooting now.
Let's go then. I'll keep the phone. I'll keep the line on and just walk with it. So or run with it. I'm making gestures for us to go. I have grabbed my rifle bag.
Okay. So do y'all take the limo, or do y'all take y'all's jokers?
Limo's going to draw attention. So let's bring both. Okay.
So junkers away. And about 5 minutes into your ride, I'm assuming y'all are keeping constant communication with Samantha, the code yellow will stop. And... a nurse, and a few minutes later, a nurse will come by to open your room, check on you, and ensure that you are okay.
Okay, I'm going to ask her what happened.
Oh, just some crazy guy. That attacker who had I guess you hadn't heard. There was some cannibal that had been brought in, and... he attacked a bunch of the guards, and then they had to, beat him down. And then when when they were in the middle of trying to fix some of his internal bleeding, he just went mad and attacked the guards, or attacked the surgical staff, cut one of the doctors pretty badly, and ran off into the hospital. But when the cops came, he charged the cops and they had to shoot him, and he unfortunately he died.
Okay. Is he really dead?
I wasn't there, but that's what we heard.
By the way, I'm leaving the line open so everyone can hear the conversation.
But you're okay?
I
have to go check on the other patients.
Yeah, okay. I'm okay, but I'll sleep better with the door locked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. We'll do that.
Okay.
And she'll go away.
And I check that the door is locked.
It wasn't time for you to go to bed, so she had kept the door open. But if you want to lock it, that's fine.
Yeah, I want to lock it.
Okay.
Okay. And did you all catch that?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are okay.
I'm okay now, but I think I may want to get out of here. Yeah, I know. I'm still injured. I need to stay here. Shoot. Well.
We could see if we could move you to another hospital.
That might be risky, too.
Well, it was only the man, right? It was same guy. It was not new guy, so...
It was
the same guy.
So no, there should be no problem.
Well, if he got beaten down as hard as the nurse says, and he attacked the surgical staff... Okay, I heard at least 8 shots from the cops.
And... Bear in mind that when they were beating him down, the pattern was they would beat him down only for him to repeatedly get back up after having apparently been subdued. So he could have some form of regenerative properties.
Yeah, which, I'm not buying. So either I need to get out of here or somebody needs to get into the morgue and decapitate this thing.
What? You think it's going to rise again?
Possibly, who knows?
Oh, okay. No, it's interesting theory.
Nothing else. Going to have to look at the body to find out what's going on here.
Yeah.
Some of us... I kept in mind, did any of you keep your forensics ID badges, which the other Valkyrie agent handed out?
I didn't get that one.
Okay. No, okay. Who has those? Are Richard, Sharon, and
myself and Josh's character.
Yeah. No, Josh didn't get one.
Yes, he did. He was with us for that moment, and then he passed out shortly afterwards.
Well, they stole it from his storing corpse.
Oh, come on.
He did contribute to that scene briefly.
They stole it off his snoring corpse. Fall asleep.
Wait, which are we talking about?
They drew, and they also drew a small penis on your face.
Well, I have
something different about his
face. I have actual, like, real DOD ID. So
I mean, yes, you can do the investigating there, and we can be seeing our friend and helping her out, and maybe ask questions of people who are up there. Oh, what happened here? It's all wrong.
Yes, that works.
What was that?
That works. That Santa can use his passes to get in, see the body. Perhaps one of us can use one of these IDs to go with him just in case, and the rest of us can go and check on you and make sure everything's all right with you, and also do a little snooping.
I'm okay right now, but I am concerned that whatever that thing is just going to take a little nap, regenerate itself, and go on a rampage at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Ergo, needs to be decapitated or something.
That is why Santa go down there and find out.
So, do we arrive at the hospital and execute this plan?
Yeah, what do we see outside of the hospital, actually? Are they starting to clear out yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when there's a show, cops love to show up for it. So,
right. Actually, plus, well, I want there to be some paperwork. Cops there, actually.
Yeah.
They have paperwork. They're not going to leave for a couple hours.
Yeah. So you guys show up about 30 minutes. Afterhand, it's still a hospital, so they're not blocking major ways off, but there is definitely a police presence here.
All right. Tried to see if I can find the directing officer.
Okay. If you have a profession tied to this, you
could do. I have. I mean, that's
okay.
I actually am an investigator for the military. So,
if you have a profession tied to this, you can do it automatically.
Okay.
Professional
training level 3.
Well, damn. Yeah, you find them quick, fast, in a hurry. hold on. Let me go ahead and find his name. It's not his name. His name is Cody Moulter.
All right. Well, Mr. Moulter's
He's about 45. He's still in the prime of his life. He looks at you sharply. His little name tag says Sergeant Moulter on it. Sergeant Moulter on it.
Sergeant Moulter. I reach in slowly into my trench coat and bring out my ID. Hand it to him.
DOD.
I'm investigating some potential. Let's just say possible experiments gone awry. I mean, I really can't tell you much more, security clearance and all that. But I would like to know what's happened out here. What's going on?
I don't know. It seems to be some kind of drug thing. One of them newfangled drugs that those chemists are putting out these days. We've had a rash of incidents.
Let me guess. Enhanced strength. Tears people apart with his bare hands.
Yeah.
Hard as hell to put down.
Yeah, it's like PCP on fucking crack. We've had one incident down in Miami, another one down in Texas, and it looks like it's just made its way here.
Pardon me for just a moment, sir. I put my finger on my earbud. I actually am talking to everybody, but I'm making it sound like I'm talking to someone else. If that's confirmed, we do have an outbreak.
Outbreak? That's serious. And he just, seemed to be the same type of stuff that happened in those three incidents. Is guy ripped another guy's face off, and then
this attacked. Is bad. This is bad. We're gonna have to get our hazmat guys in there and take a look at the body. Has anyone touched the body?
Well, yeah. I mean, we had
He's... I shake my head.
It's like, oh, no. Give me a sir. Manipulation plus deceit to pull this off.
Yes,
let's see. Scare the crap out of the guy.
Yeah.
That's the point. I'm wanting to do that.
Yeah, if
subterfuge, you mean?
Subterfuge, I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you, Marcus.
Bye. Okay, so I have a pool of... 5 dice, and so what am I going to roll? It's been a bit.
Okay. This is a contested roll. So you can spend a willpower to add 3 dice or to, make.
I do, because I want to get his complete help. This is what I'm going for here. I want him afraid. I want him to think that we're going to have an outbreak if he doesn't listen to exactly what I say.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why I'll spend the willpower.
So. Now you're going to add some dice here. You're going to add 2 dice because you already have a DOD ID. You're going to add another dice because you looked the part. You're going to add another dice because you have already referenced previous outbreaks. So he's more than willing to believe you. And then you're going to add another dice because some weird shit just happened and he doesn't want to deal with it.
Okay, that puts me at 13 D10, by the way. So if you're going to give me all those bonuses, do I still have to spend the will point?
No, you could. Could not.
I'm going to cap it at 10 D10.
Yeah. Now, this is just so that I will give bonus for good, having good things beforehand, like he just he set it up, so.
Five successes.
Oh, let's see how much she has. That's a critical. Wow. And he has four off of five dice.
All right. Well, that's actually probably pretty good then, because that means that he's not completely lost his shit, you know?
Yeah, wow.
But I still convinced him, right?
Yes, you have one shift on him, so you managed to convince him.
You convinced him with a dramatic success, which is awesome.
Yep, so what do we need to do?
Well, yeah, I need to find out what guys got in contact with him. We need to quarantine him.
Pulaski!
I've got a hazmat Michaels. Over here. I point to the guys that have come in. Oh, actually, they came in the limo because, you know, this is hush-hush. You know? I've got a team of hazmat guys over here. Okay, guys, bring the gear. Motion to them.
Okay.
Over the microphone. Play along.
I have a huge rifle case, a huge sporting bag, which serves to carry my rifle, so that will do.
Okay.
I am carrying my backpack and sleeping bag all rolled up into one, because I don't go anywhere without my gear, so...
All right.
I come with my duffel bag.
I put my hand around the, you know, on the guy's shoulder and say, hey, some of my guys look a little dodgy. You'll have to excuse them. We've been chasing this outbreak, and none of us have gotten a lot of sleep, so...
Oh, yeah, of course. Anything I can do to help.
All right, and we're going to need to have access to the corpse, and
of course,
if the hospital can manage to get us a sterile room that we can do our examination in, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll get this done. He starts talking into his radio, and I need to see the administrator of the hospital right now. This is important.
And remember, officer, we got to keep this contained. We don't want any word of this getting out.
Yeah, we're I'm going to go ahead and arrange for the body to be placed into a quarantine room. I know Lonnie. He's a great guy. He's the admin guy of this hospital, so we'll make sure that this stays as quiet as possible. What story do you want me to feed to the pressies? He motions to the multiple vans that are...
Let's go with your initial thoughts that it was someone hopped up on meth or something like that, and... That's why the excessive phone play was needed.
These days.
Yes. So let's go with that story. That it's just an outbreak of some crazy man on drugs.
Okay. Yeah. So he is more than willing to do anything you ask. So so long as you keep it reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Mostly just wanting to get access to the corpse, and I'm gonna kind of put the tear into him by asking you that those guys that touched the corpse be quarantined, but I'm going to let them stew for a bit.
They are locked into a break room and rather sad that they can't get out. He escorts you directly over to the crime scene. You can see anyone who is looking at the crime scene can give me intelligence plus investigation roll.
And if I got a crime scene as a specialty, it's an extra dice. Yeah.
Yep, that's a plus one die.
One, six. Two successes.
All right. Okay.
Make sure not to touch anything with bare hands, you know. Hand out some gloves to everybody.
Right. You guys can see.
I trample all over the floor, getting a dramatic failure.
Oh wow! Okay. Well, you guys.
Oh, is it over here? Splash!
Wait, that could not have been a chance die.
Why not? It is investigation. Yes.
Yes.
Plus intelligence. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you have
I have no an int of one, and I have no investigation. Okay, so with no investigation, I have at minus three. So,
okay,
why are you investigating?
Yeah, why did you trample through my crime scene?
Okay, I was trying to keep up the pretense.
You see, he is, as you are about to take a sample of what little blood there is on the crime scene, he puts his boot into it.
I'm going to need that boot.
It is good. Motion towards I need boot. Back.
It's evidence now. In the bag. In the bag.
I need back. His only pair.
I'll get you another pair.
I will take him away to the and seat him in the limo with some gin.
Okay.
So he doesn't pull the crime scene.
So, what you, Santa, what you see with your clinical eye is the fact that there the cops, you can roughly guesstimate that they were about 10 to 15 feet away from this guy. The guy turned, looked at them, and then slowly started to shamble over. And you can, one of the best ways that you can tell it was a slow shamble is the fact that they shot 8 times and they hit him every time.
All right. What put him down? Headshot.
Nope, not a headshot. It looks like it was all very textbook center mass stuff.
And so they basically just tore him apart then with that much gunfire to this torso?
Well, yeah, they just tore 8 shots, roughly medium caliber to his torso. So his body is still together.
Okay.
There does not appear to be nearly enough blood on the ground to explain that. And he was still twitching when he was down, because
who's next to me that had seen the previous spider things and dealt with those guys? Who here? All right. Well, I'll call you over and kind of say, is this actually enough to take this thing down? It doesn't seem like it from what you were explaining.
Bert, you're going over, buddy.
All right. I'm just going to be quiet for a moment.
All right.
This looks completely unrelated to the spiders.
I can barely hear you.
This looks completely unrelated to the spiders.
Still not quite so good.
I shall screw any pretense of actually making it sound like I'm being slightly quiet. This looks completely unrelated to the spiders.
You're also still very quiet.
Yep.
What the hell?
AFK a minute, I need to get something to drink.
Yep.
We saw your dream light. Made no difference.
That is weird. Hang on a second.
Is Skype adjusting your settings? That is fun.
I got to play a full game using Axon. It was wonderful. When people had audio problems, it didn't get garbled. You just lose a word or two. And if they waited for just a moment, it was fine. It came back.
Yeah, next session we'll definitely have to use that.
Well, then we need to find a recorder for that then.
Yeah, I've got an ability. I have a way to do it. But, you can't. You won't work for you, Sharon.
Well, I'm still playing with it. I can text fine, and I can hear other people. No one can hear me.
What kind of microphone do you have? USB? Quarter inch.
Wait, well, you're still really
fat. I don't have a jack for that. I'll try.
I have no idea what is up here. I have just tried removing my headset and returning to laptop natural speaker.
You're intelligible now.
See, that came through nice and clear.
Yeah, you're still. We can still hear you. It's just you're pretty faint. You might want to go. Have you checking to see if Skype is adjusting your volume options?
Yeah, I've checked that.
Okay. Well, you're still relatively hearable, so we'll roll with what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure why this is. In fact, Skype is saying I'm coming across at about mid-range, so.
Oh, well.
Can you turn up your microphone in Skype? Like under the options, audio, can you turn up the volume of your microphone in Skype, or is it maxed out?
It's maxed out. I mean that when I'm speaking, it's showing it coming through mid-range, and my machine
now you are.
Is
Okay. So you are. Okay, so continue your conversation.
All right, so this is something different, huh?
Yes, the spiders were right. Spiders seem to exude some sort of aura of calmness, and they were very much detached from things. Yeah, they kept on going, and they were shot, but this is more like some sort of bestial man-monster type. It's like someone just turned him into a beast.
Right, so whatever it is might actually be communable. So yes. Maybe we do need to check on those officers and touch the body.
I guess we should start with the man who was bitten, actually, because he would have had most contact earlier on.
Yes.
See if he showed any signs.
All right. The officer got some aid from the hospital staff. Somebody he said he knew?
Yes, the hospital administrator.
Okay, the administrator. Well, we'll bring the administrator in. Mm-hmm. And I have to limit the amount of information I give you, sir, but I understand that this man bit someone earlier.
He bit one person, punched two others into semi-unconsciousness, and then he attacked an OR staff, and gravely he bit into the shoulder and ripped out a chunk of meat from one of our surgeons at the OR staff.
The two people that were bitten, are they still here?
Yes, yes.
Still being seen to?
Yes. Well, one of them is just about to get out of surgery, and the other one is just entering into surgery.
All right. Did anyone run a blood work up? You know, standard?
Yeah. Okay. For the guy who was bit? Yeah. Right. You know, just checking to see, you know.
Right.
But it's going to take a little while to get it back.
All right. I think it's best that these patients not be released just yet, if we can come up with a reason why we need to observe them.
Neither of the men are going to be released. The man who had his throat bit will be in the hospital for weeks, if not months. The man who had his shoulder bit will also likely be in the hospital for quite some time. He had severe damage to his muscular structure.
Now, to both of these people, if you can limit the number of people that actually check in on them and warn them that they may become violent.
Yes.
If we can sedate them, would be even better.
Is this... He looks one way, then looks the other. Is this a black bag case?
I can neither confirm nor...
Because
as possible until we find out what the vector is.
Okay.
I drop words that make it sound like it's, you know.
Well, yes. You will know that black bag is code for something supernatural or something is off about the case.
Right. And I am neither confirming or denying it to this man that I know nothing about. And besides, it makes it sound more mysterious.
All right. All right. Anything else you want to do?
We need to the corpse. We need a room. A
secure room. Yeah, they've already arranged that.
Yeah. If we can get to some the gloves, the apron, the mask, and everything that you use for exposure to wear to move the body.
That's fine. You can have that.
Anyone on the team actually medical?
I am not specifically trained, but I am very, very good at it.
Okay. Well, I will start addressing you as Doctor. Dr. Hauser here.
Doogie?
What kind of name is that? No. Right. Yes, once we get in a room, if you want to take a look. See if there is anything odd.
I'll need assistance.
Yeah, sure. I can hold a... I don't have a lot of training, but I can help out.
That would be enough. Who wishes to go and question the... those who have just had brief contact.
Yeah, like the officers that handled them, got the blood on them. Somebody should go and talk to them, see if they start if they're feeling odd.
Okay. Lonnie will ask you if he needs to call Ashley Coleridge. You will know there, Santa, that Ashley Coleridge is the local team lead for Task Force Valkyrie.
The doctor's asking me this?
No, Lonnie. He was the hospital administrator.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So he's in on. Is that what he seems to be doing? Is he trying to flag
He's trying to keep himself in the dark as what is actually happening, but at the same time
he's trying on the conspiracy is what he's trying to tell me if he knows this name.
Yeah, he's trying to what you would think is that he is support staff for the conspiracy, not directly tied to it, but this is the hospital that Task Force Valkyrie would take their people in-house.
Okay, good enough. In which case, I would have been less suspicious about him. Yep. But so I'll say, yes, I think this warrants that.
Okay. I will go ahead and inform her that there might be some case that needs some backup. Do you need any backup, or?
Not unless we start seeing that the Well, we need to find out how contagious this is.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll inform Ashley that there was a situation here. And he goes off.
All right. So, yes, who wants to... Someone should go and make sure that Samantha is getting better and reassure her that everything's fine. I look towards Edward for that. Who has gone silent. Edward, that would be you. Someone should go and check in on Samantha, make sure that she's all right. And I then look at Edward.
I look at you.
You're afraid.
I then try to give a meaningful. Okay, I'll go take care of it.
Thank you.
Someone's not getting the hint. And I don't want to be around the corpse. May God have mercy on his soul.
And who wishes to go and question the other... those who have had contact. Who wants to go do the talking? That's not something I'm good at, by the way. I say that to Sanders, seeing as Sanders seems to be trying to put people in roles. No one volunteers for anything here.
I am not there. I went back out to the thing. I was led back outside. So there are you, Joshua, and Santa. Except Joshua is Edward. Yes?
Yes. And Edward is doing nothing. Edward doesn't do anything. Okay, fine.
I'll ask the questions when I get back.
Yeah, no. I head off to... the room, and Santa, I believe, said he would come and assist me, which is basically my way of saying I want someone else in there with a gun.
Okay, well, we've been on the call for 2 hours, so everybody, let's take a 5-minute break, so people can think about what they want to have happen with the corpse and questions that they might want to ask. Also,
Joshua is not allowed to take a break.
Yes, Joshua. You need to keep a running dialogue of what your character thinks is happening here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so start talking. Monologue!
Be right back.